This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arukel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a meeting of the National Board for Wildlife, NBWL, at Sasan Gir in Junagadh district of Gujarat on the occasion of World Wildlife Day. The NBWL has 47 members, including the Chief of Army Staff, members from different states, representatives from NGOs working in this field, chief wildlife wardens and secretaries from various states. This board works for the promotion of conservation and development of wildlife and forests with Prime Minister as its chairperson. The PM will also participate in the tree plantation at Sian Southern campus in Gir. Mr. Modi will also flag off the patrolling bikes for field staff for conservation and management of wildlife. The PM is also scheduled to interact with the eco guides, trackers and field staff. Delhi Assembly will today resume discussions on CAG report on the performance audit on public health infrastructure and management of health services relating to the period of AAP-led Delhi government. The report had been tabled by Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta in the Assembly on 28th of February. The report covering the period from 2016-17 to 2021-22 has highlighted underutilization of funds during the COVID period, delays in project execution and a shortage of drugs and staff in city hospitals. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer outlined a four-point plan for a successful peace deal on Ukraine, stating that the UK is prepared to support it with boots on the ground and planes in the air, alongside other European allies. He emphasized that any new agreement to support Ukraine must be backed by strength, with each nation contributing in the best way possible by taking responsibility and stepping up its share. Speaking at the London summit yesterday, Starmer said that European leaders had agreed on four key steps. With India and the US gearing up to start negotiations for a proposed bilateral trade agreement, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal's Washington visit will begin today. Mr. Goyal is likely to hold talks with US Trade Representative USTR Jamieson Greer and U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. During the recent visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Washington, India and U.S. announced their commitment to more than double the two-way commerce to $500 billion U.S. dollars by 2030 and negotiate the first tranche of mutually beneficial multi-sector bilateral trade agreement, BTA, by fall of 2025. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia will represent India in the upcoming Mobile World Congress MWC 2025 in Barcelona, Spain, which is scheduled to be held from today to March 6th. He will also inaugurate the Bharat Pavilion at the MWC, one of the world's largest and most influential technology and telecommunications events. The 97th edition of the Academy Awards has concluded with Sean Baker's International Lauded Anora swept the Academy Awards, winning Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, Best Editing and Best Actress, although Emilia Pérez stopped this year's nominations with 13 nods. Direct Sean Baker, romantic comedy drama Anora emerged as the ceremony's biggest winner, taking home 5 awards. Adrian Brody takes the Best Actor award for Brutalist.
Meanwhile, if I may just humbly begin by giving thanks for the tremendous outpouring of love that I've felt from this world and every individual that has treated me with respect and appreciation. I feel so fortunate. Acting is a very fragile profession. It looks very glamorous, and in certain moments it is, but the one thing that I've gained having the privilege to come back here is to have some perspective.
Mikey Madison won the Oscar for Best Actress for her performance in Anora. And that is the end of the news bulletin.